Steve and Jill here.
Hey.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about, so you made 100 grand on that last land deal, now what?
I know what.
Well.
Do it again.
Celebrate.
Yes.
First, you need to take 10 minutes and celebrate. Maybe do a shot of tequila or something.
Yeah, 10's good.
Whatever,
10 minutes is good.
Whatever works for you. Eat a piece of chocolate cake. I don't know. Whatever works for you.
Oh, what is yours?
And then
do
it again. And that's the whole show.
All right. Quick. You want to celebrate. What? Can I have a budget? I made $100,000. How much money can I spend for my celebration?
You know, Jill and I made a huge amount of money one time on a real estate deal. You know what we did? Bought new computers.
Yeah. It went to the business. And it made us more effective, and I was just so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, quick. You give yourself $500. What do you go do?
God, I haven't thought about something like this in a long time, because usually I just go do whatever I want.
I know, but...
For $500, what would I do? You know what I would do? Call my buddies, probably bring you and your friends, girlfriends, and just pay for everybody's night out.
That's very sweet. Well, now I feel like a heel because mine's different. Mine is I call no one.
Oh, my God. Is this a spa day that ends in diamond acquisitions?
No, because I have $500. It's just a spa day. That's it. I call no one. I turn off my phone. I leave it in the car, and I'm gone for several hours. That's how I celebrate.
Jill, I speak frankly here. You should be doing that once a week anyway.
I know. I should. Spas are kind of closed right now.
Why don't you schedule that?
Because spas are closed right now.
Oh.
Trust me. Don't think I'm not. That's not on my list.
Can you have like a masseuse come to the house?
Well, I haven't really tried that hard, but I could probably work on that. But thank you. That's not what this show's about. Thank you.
Yes, it is. Okay. It's about 100 grand.
Okay.
It's totally about this.
Okay. Yes, because I didn't know of any that would come to the house, and I just heard from somebody recently that they know someone, so that's in the works. But you know what? I still don't want to do it in my own house. I like to go somewhere. I don't want to have to hide, and you know, I want to just, I'd like to go and be treated.
You want to go somewhere and do that, huh?
Totally.
What if I leave the house?
Yeah. And then... It's still not that great. I want to go be treated.
This is interesting.
You know what I want to do?
You learn new stuff about your mate every day.
I want to go to Terranea. Or something equivalent, and just really have a nice, nice time. Thank you.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Mohad wrote, I've been practicing using RealQuest Pro to pull data in an area I'm looking to send my first mailer. Once I enter all the criteria and submit, it seems like a lot of the data I pull has some sort of housing on it. I'm entering in 0% to 0% improvement, and I'm still getting many buildings / houses. I don't want to waste money on records with houses. I've gone through each land use to figure out which is pulling the records with the houses, but it looks like they are just blended in with several uses. Any suggestions on how to get rid of the houses to be sure I'm doing something wrong?
You use the phrase, waste of money. We don't waste money here. What you need to look at when you do data and mail, it's a cost of business. So there's a reoccurring theme that happens with these questions, and it's all over land investors and generally all over Facebook and social media when it comes to doing what we do for a living. And it all is maximizing the mail from a yield standpoint and from a money standpoint, and I don't get it. And I'm not picking on this writer. Let's say you spend $1,500 on a mail campaign, including mail and
data and mail. Yeah.
And you do everything right, and you spend $1,250 instead, $1,250. You do everything like we do it, right in the middle, the top of the bell curve, $1,500. Maybe you do everything wrong, you spend $2,000. And you buy a couple of properties, you make $30,000 to $40,000 each on them. Does it matter?
True.
Does it matter that you spent $500 more on the mail? No.
True.
It's completely insignificant. In fact, I would argue And I don't have the data to support this. I can just go from kind of how I feel about it and my experience. That make it, that sending more mail and downloading more records is going to actually, and making it less efficient, is actually going to improve the mailer. Because you always get stuff in there where it's like, wow, I can't believe I'm buying this property. And if you're, you know, it's, this is a $100,000 property, we're buying it for $9,000. We just closed a deal like that just now, like last week. You know, if I didn't incorrectly, if I didn't download, just over-download the data and over-mail on that mailer, we wouldn't have done the deal.
Right.
And to directly answer this person's question about an improvement percentage, here's what's happening. What happens with that the assessor, we're only as good as our assessor data. Okay, so if you look at, let's say, a couple of counties in Arkansas, Arkansas is famous for having terrible assessor data. So this person's probably in one of those types of environments where the assessor doesn't take the data that seriously. And so there's houses in there with improvement values are all wrong and stuff like that. So what? Just still send them an offer. You know, we have a member, I personally don't do zero improvement mailers anymore. I do it like up to 30%. Because I want partially improved.
I
want
to get a house on there.
I want partially improved property. And we buy those all the time.
I'll take it.
So this notion of maximizing efficiency on a mailer, both from a mail standpoint and a data standpoint, is antiquated and silly and should stop.
I was going to add, what I've learned from you is you got to get in there. You know what's going to happen, Mohad, is that, look, the reality is you're going to have to spend some time on this. And once you get to know one county, not even the state, once you get to know one county and the way they do it and the way they put the stuff in there, and you're going to come up from that. If you go what he does, go into a dark room, spend a weekend on this because you're bound and determined to make this area work, this zip code or this county work, you will. But it's going to take that. There's no easy button. Like what you're asking is there one thing I can do to solve it forever with RealQuest Pro? Nope. Because you're going to get to know that county. Guess what? Now you're going to be doing this next county over because you saturated this county. You did so well over here. Now you move one county over. Guess what? Now you get to relearn this again and figure out, what are their nuances and how they input
that's
the
right,
data?
That's right, Joe. That's great advice.
How they see the zoning. Do they even use a zoning category? Is it put in there correctly? So that's where I just see there's no easy button on any of this. You have to invest the time and you will do just fine.
That's right. There's a lot of tools out there to price mailers and they're all wrong. It's not right.
Oh, it's breaking my heart right now.
Never use those tools.
This easy button, people say, oh, I just do it. It tells me exactly what to do. There's a way to, of course, like, because you do it, you take masses of amounts of data and input things to very clearly see where to send offers, but it's not the same thing as an easy button that's just going to go run through the whole everything in the country and have it be perfect.
When you press a button, assuming that it's even any kind of quality button at all, what you're doing is trying to save time. What you're losing is the day in that dark room where you're getting to know the data and you're feeling it and saying, you know what, there's no way this could be right, or there's every way that this could be right. Here's a list, a current list of keywords that I scrub out. So I'll download 10,000 records, and a keyword like the word state or USA or county or municipal or flood or town and on and on and on. I scrub out all that data. So if I download 10,000 records, what ends up getting in the mail? Maybe 5,000, maybe 6,000 units. Did I waste money or time? No. Mm-hmm. No, maybe through the scrub, maybe I find out that 80% of the data that I downloaded is in wetlands. Or, you know, I chose a county, I got the data, I looked at it, and it's all USA owned or BLM owned property. Mm-hmm. Or it's a Native American reservation. That's very common in Arizona. And then I don't send out the mail. Did I waste money? No.
Nope.
No, but I learned I'm never going to do that in Apache County again. Mm-hmm. You know, 80 or 90% of the property in Apache and Navajo County is Native American reservation. So that doesn't mean you shouldn't mail it. It just means that that's what it is. And I know that from doing this data. So I'm going to just say it again. You know, Jill hates when I repeat myself. But I am going to say it again. If you are trying to be an incredibly efficient data manager/mailer, you're in the wrong business. This is not, we're not here to be efficient. We're here to get acquisitions.
And then be efficient.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
The cost, you know, our moderator said it best, the cost of trashed data and mail is offset by 0.1% of the profit in one deal.
That's good.
People freak about it because it's a cash outlay, I think. And I keep that, I think that keeps a lot of people out of this business in a good way. I think the notion of, it's really funny because of people in the advanced group. Like, we just did an interview with Lori Phillips. It's just, it cracks me up. Mm-hmm. Because the people in the advanced group are like, oh yeah, I just spent $50,000 on my last mailer. Mm-hmm. You know, I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on a mailer to make millions.
Yep. Exactly.
I'm hot about this.
It sounds crazy, I know, but it's not.
I get upset about this topic. Yep. I don't get it.
That's what you do.
Jill and I, you know, developed, we are the licensed providers of the three best data companies, I believe, in the country, in the world, really. And we also own the mail company. We set this up for you. Mm-hmm. And we have tools like NeighborScoop and ParcelFact, which I think are incredibly inexpensive for what what they provide.
Oh my God, yes.
And we don't, you know, we're not getting rich on this stuff.
No.
But by any stretch, if there was an easy button product, a SaaS product out there that I thought was worth doing, people come to us all the time and say, hey, would you want to partner on this? I would have done it. I would have developed it.
Right. Thank you.
I sound like your father.
Totally. Today's topic.
Go ahead, Jill.
So you made $100,000 on a land deal. Now what? This is the meat of the show. That's fun.
So in reality, I don't know. I can tell you how it works for us. We're always going to have a constant state of acquisition and sales. There's always properties coming in, properties going out. So there's like our cash goes like this. So it's never like, hey, we just made $100,000. You know, maybe I guess on the first deal I ever did, it was like that. But that was in the early 90s. So it's not like, hey, we made $100,000 on that. It's like, that's not the moment.
No, the moment is you know it when you buy it. That's it. The moment is...
The moment is when you get that purchase agreement in.
And you're looking at it going, wait a minute. He just signed this for $18,377.42. Am I looking at this right? I got to be missing something.
We've got some properties in Santa Barbara.
Wow, this one's on the water.
They're like $1 million. And we're buying them for like $22,000.
This one's got a view. It's 40 acres, and you can drive right up to it. And it's got it's lake access, you know, something crazy like that. And you're like, I must be missing something. There must have been a horrible fire, you know, not that that matters anyway. But,
or it's the owner's deceased.
You know,
that's the first thing we check.
But no, I'm just saying that, but the numbers, it's the number part of it. So when we get excited is when the offer comes in, I'm staring at it, it's signed, and I'm like, I'm missing something, something's wrong. So then I spend the next however many minutes trying to figure out what could I have missed. And then after the next 5 or 10 minutes, I realize, oh no, this is a good one. Then it's like, how fast can we open escrow? That's the excited moment. So, because we know how it's gonna go. You know, and you know too. You know when you're staring at this. You bought a car. We've all bought something and known that we got a really good deal on it. If you haven't, I'm sorry.
This is not the show for you if you don't like to buy stuff on below its value.
No. If you like to not go to a sale, you prefer to pay full price for everything, including airline tickets, then I'm sorry. But even that, hey, even people walk around doing that, by the way. You're like, hey, do you see how cheap it is right now to fly to X? I never thought I'd see that. You can get a ticket to, you know, wherever. This was a couple weeks ago.
Somewhere out there, I bet there's a show called How to Overpay for Everything. And then you should
feel
check
good
that,
about
check
it.
That out.
That'd be awesome. Oh, that's great. How to make enough money to overpay for everything.
Overpay on your taxes. Make sure. Oh, that's make true. Sure that the government gets.
I'm going to add a little more in there just in case because they're probably going to ask for it. Could you imagine? That's funny. Okay.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so that's, okay, so back to what you were saying.
Yeah, so there's always, you're always in a state of, you know, if we made 100 grand in a deal last week, there's probably, it's what you want to make sure is that you're going to do it this week too.
Right.
Or you're in some state of moving through that. But there's been a couple of occasions where we've got some pretty big payouts and we all stop and kind of high-five each other.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if we have lost on any deals. And I think maybe once a year I might lose a couple $1,000 on a deal, but not really.
I have one right now. You know what's one right now?
What ends up happening is it just takes a lot longer to sell those.
Well, I have one right now that's going to be like, it wasn't me. It was a deal funding deal, and I had to take. I took it back because the guy kind of threw it to me and walked away. He's like, "I screwed up." I'm like, "Yeah, you did," and it's like I'm. It's killing me. Well, yeah, because I didn't. I trusted that person anyway. It's like I could break even right now, but I refuse to break even. So I'm kind of hanging on to it.
Exactly, it just takes
like,
longer.
I'm not going to sell it for exactly what I paid for it.
Is that property in LA County?
Yes. So I'm like, I'll just hang on to it for a little while. I don't care. It's paid for. It's not like I'm hurting. Yeah. I'm not hurting for the cash. It's right. Fine. So and then
there's
and
no carrying cost.
We know that's it too. And then I keep wondering. We talked about doing something with it, improving it in some way. By the way, that's a bust. It's just not possible.
You tried.
Oh gosh, yes, we tried. So my new person went to the end, like the end and bitter end, to try to do something, you know, and improve on it in some way that would make sense to us financially now. And it's like, no, don't.
It's in LA County. Yeah. You know, God forbid you improve your property in LA County.
Exactly. That's so funny. All right. So so my goal with the show is, you made $100,000. Now what? You just do it again. You don't stop. I don't want you to stop.
Don't stop.
I don't want you to say, great, now I'm going to pay off this part of my mortgage. I'm going to do this, this, and this. I want you to reinvest it. If you're going to treat yourself, I totally get that. And I'm a fan of that. But don't $50,000 treat yourself. $500 treat yourself. Take the whole family out to a really nice dinner. Something great like that.
I just got an email from a guy. It was actually in WhatsApp. And he said, I just hit $10,000 a month in notes. You know, this is a person who sells a property on terms. $10,000 a month. And he went and bought a 2015 Ford F-150, a used pickup truck. Because he's never had a newer model truck. Aww. And I'm like, you know what? That is absolute. You are perfect for this group. Yeah. Perfect. I'm like, congratulations.
My car's 5 years old.
Mine's like 8. Mm-hmm. I have a 50-year-old car, too. Mm-hmm. And so I've never, you know, that's just not our personality types.
Right.
You know, you shouldn't have isolated deals except for the first one. You should should always be in a state of create a business.
Yeah.
That's my answer. What do you do when you make 100 grand? Now you make a business out of it, not just
hobby.
And I'll tell you, a long time ago, long before I met Joe, I used to be surprised. Mm-hmm. I used to say, wow, I'm never going to do a deal like that again. That was fantastic. And you know what? Every single year we have one of these deals where we make like 6 or 7 digits. Yeah. You know, high 6, low 7 digits on a single deal. I stopped saying it. So don't be shocked about it, is my point. This is a regular occurrence for everybody.
I like that. I got distracted by the guy walking behind me. Did you see him? Uh-uh. There's some interesting things. If you're not watching us right now, especially with this, we're in an interesting state of, do I wear a mask? Do I not wear a mask? And not only did this gentleman behind me not wear a mask, he wasn't wearing a shirt. And trust me, he should have been wearing... I'll pick the shirt over the mask situation.
Jill and I live at the beach here in Los Angeles. And
it's summertime.
I cannot get over, you know, the tiniest swimsuit there ever was with a mask for some reason. People just walking around with very much no clothes on at all and a mask.
Yes. The mask has more material than the swimsuit. How that made sense in their world this morning, I am not sure. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on The Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on The Land Academy Show is called 2020 Land Sale Marketing Trends. So tomorrow, we'll talk all about what's brand new. 2020, I don't think anyone can disagree with this, is all new to us.
Yeah, you can say that
real
again.
And real estate's no different. You're not alone in your real estate ambition.
Oh my gosh. We were out to dinner that night, remember, and someone was saying, God, I just want to start over. I just want to erase 2020.
Me too.
You know, I want to, now they're like excited. I'm glad it's August. Can we hurry up and get to the end of the year and just like pretend it didn't happen?
We are going to throw, you don't know this yet, yeah, but we are going to throw the biggest jail, the biggest.
I'm sure we are.
January 31st party there ever was in the history of ever.
Well, good.
Bringing in 2021.
I have the wristbands that I didn't need for the 4th of July party we couldn't have. I'm excited, and I know you're right. The Land Academy show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.